Okay, let's unpack this then. Imagine taking the incredible power of a conversational AI, like ChatGPT, and plugging it directly into your company's deepest secrets, all your internal documents, proprietary customer data, years of research. Well, that's not just some futuristic idea anymore. It's happening right now.
Yeah, and what's truly groundbreaking here, I think, is that this isn't just another small update. It feels different. This really represents a fundamental shift in how organizations can finally, unlock these vast amounts of previously inaccessible internal information, making it actionable through, well, conversational AI interfaces.
Right. So our mission today is to take a real deep dive into this whole development, specifically the integration between ChatGPT and something called Model Context Protocol, or MCP. We're going to explore, precisely how it works, what it actually means for you and your organization, and really critically, the essential factors you've got to consider to stay secure and, well, effective.
And that immediately brings up a really important question for, frankly, any business leader listening, right? How do you take these mountains of proprietary data? You already have the real, intellectual property of your company, and make it not just useful, but instantly accessible to your teams. And crucially, without messing up your security or compliance. That's the core challenge this whole integration is trying to solve.
Okay, so let's dig into that fundamental concept first. OpenAI has really kind of shaken things up for enterprise AI. They've integrated Anthropic's Model Context Protocol, MCP, directly into ChatGPT. This means, as of June 2025, businesses can now connect their own internal proprietary data sources straight to ChatGPT. You can think of MCP almost like a universal translator, right?
Oh.
Enabling ChatGPT to securely understand and query your company's private knowledge.
Exactly. It's a universal translator. That's a good way to put it.
It just seems like a total game changer for what enterprises can do with AI, unifying all that scattered information.
And if you zoom out for just a second, it's not just about finding stuff faster. It's a big leap in efficiency, in decision making. Think about it. Employees don't have to hunt through 10 different systems or, those complex internal wikis anymore. They can get the precise company data they need instantly through an interface they probably already know. All while making sure security protocols and data governance standards are, kept completely intact. Imagine the productivity boost across the whole organization.
That's a massive shift, definitely. But okay, how does it actually work? Under the hood, what's the technical glue holding this all together?
Well, that's where MCP really comes into its own. See, unlike some proprietary thing built by just one company, MCP is an open standard. It was originally developed by Anthropic, and its open architecture, well, it's rapidly become the industry benchmark. It's attracted big names. Google, OpenAI, Microsoft are all adopting it.
Open standard, okay. That sounds important.
Oh, it's critical. This shift towards open standards, it seriously reduces vendor lock-in. That's a huge plus, and it just speeds up AI adoption in businesses dramatically. Now, the key benefits for enterprises, they're pretty clear. First, universal data access. This is really about breaking down those information silos we always talk about across all different business systems.
Finally, getting rid of those data islands.
Exactly. No more data trapped on some department drive somewhere. Second, real-time connectivity. You get access to live data. No more clunky manual uploads or, the nightmare of keeping things synced. It's dynamic.
Live data, wow.
Third, scalable architecture. It's built to handle multiple data sources through just one single protocol, super versatile. And fourth, crucially for businesses, enhanced security. It gives you granular control over data access permissions. You can really lock things down.
That transparency from an open standard,
Yeah.
that makes a huge difference, I bet. What's maybe the most surprising thing you've seen come out of this move to open standards? I mean, from a human angle, adopting new AI tools, it often have its own challenges, right? Training, maybe resistance. How does the openness of MCP actually help with the people side of adoption?
That is a fantastic point because it's open. You have a broader community looking at it, developing it, checking its security. That builds trust. And on the human side, you mentioned it uses a familiar interface, ChatGPT, to get at all this internal knowledge. That really lowers the barrier to entry for employees, doesn't it? Instead of learning, I don't know, five new internal tools for different data sources, they just talk to the AI. It feels intuitive, familiar, makes adoption much smoother, almost invisible sometimes.
Okay, invisible adoption. I like that. So how does ChatGPT actually talk to your confidential company data then?
Right. So it works through ChatGPT's deep research feature. You can imagine deep research as like ChatGPT's dedicated investigative arm. It's built specifically to dive into your private knowledge bases, not just its general internet training data. Now, currently, the functionality is mostly limited to search and document retrieval, finding information. But the roadmap definitely points towards much broader capabilities coming down the line.
Gotcha. So it finds stuff for now. How do you actually set that connection up, the technical part?
Yeah, the technical setup. It does need expertise, no doubt, but we can break it down into a few key stages. First, organizations need to do MCP server development. Think of this custom MCP server as your company's secure data librarian.
Okay, a data librarian.
Exactly. It acts as the go-between. It gets requests from ChatGPT, then it intelligently fetches the right info from your internal stuff, all while keeping the raw data safe. Next, you do custom connector creation. So users create a specific deep research connector inside ChatGPT. This basically gives ChatGPT the exact instructions on how to talk to your specific data librarian. And finally, for organizations, it's about enterprise deployment. If you have ChatGPT Enterprise, Education, or Team, you can publish these connectors across your whole workspace. They basically become organization-wide knowledge sources, all accessible through deep research, which naturally leads to the question, who actually gets to use this right now?
Right. And that is a really important distinction because not everyone listening can just, you know, flip a switch today. This MCP integration is currently available exclusively for ChatGPT Enterprise, Education, and Team subscribers.
Right.
So yeah, if you're an individual ChatGPT Plus user, this feature isn't for you at this moment. It's definitely aimed at organizational deployment. Now, this sounds incredibly powerful. It always brings us back to security. That has to be paramount. What's the absolute number one thing an organization needs to think about first when considering this?
Absolutely. And, you know, knowledge is most valuable when it's handled carefully, especially sensitive data. OpenAI themselves have put out several critical security warnings that businesses really, really need to pay attention to. Ignoring them could lead to, well, significant risks. First off, trust and verification. You absolutely must only connect to MCP servers from known trusted sources. OpenAI specifically says use official servers, perhaps from service providers you trust, rather than just any third-party setup you find.
Okay, stick to trusted sources. Makes sense.
Second, a rigorous data sensitivity review. This is non-negotiable. Before you even think about implementing, organizations have got to audit their internal data. Figure out if there's any sensitive info that just shouldn't be accessible via ChatGPT, even internally.
Like PII or trade secrets, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Stuff that needs extra layers of protection. And then there's a more subtle but potentially dangerous threat, prompt injection risks. Imagine like a clever hacker trying to sneak a secret harmful command inside a normal looking question they get ChatGPT to process via the MCP server.
Whoa, okay. How would that work?
Well, because these custom MCP servers aren't vetted by OpenAI in the same way their main systems are, they could theoretically be set up with hidden instructions. These could trick ChatGPT into maybe revealing data it shouldn't or taking actions you never intended, all triggered by a seemingly innocent prompt.
Yikes. Ah. Okay, so how do you guard against that?
Right, so OpenAI gives clear recommendations. Implement strong authentication for who can access the MCP server itself. Test the server thoroughly using tools like OpenAI's API Playground before you deploy it widely. And importantly, if you see anything suspicious, report it to security@openai.com. Beyond that, you need solid data governance policies specifically for AI access. And diligently monitor usage logs. Keep an eye on who's accessing what.
Okay, a lot to consider on the security front. Absolutely critical. So assuming you've got the security tight, let's talk about the real world impact for you, the listener, and your business. Where can this integration actually make a concrete difference beyond just abstract ideas?
Yeah, let's make it tangible because these aren't just theories. They are immediate benefits that can seriously boost productivity and sharpen decision making. Let's bring it to life. Think about your customer service team. Right now, an agent might be juggling, what, 5 different tabs? CRM, product manuals, past tickets? It's messy. Imagine they just ask ChatGPT, hey, what's the full history for customer X and what are the known fixes for issue Y on product Z?
Then boom, one answer.
Exactly. Instantly, a single, consolidated, precise answer appears. Game changer for response times and accuracy. Or think about R&D. Engineers could query decades of internal research papers, experimental data, design specs. They might find connections or accelerate breakthroughs that just get missed with manual searching. It's too hard otherwise.
Find those hidden connections.
Precisely. And it's not just those areas. We're talking internal knowledge management, searching company wikis, training docs instantly, or sales and marketing support, getting immediate access to CRM data, competitive intel, market research, right within the flow of work.
Okay, those use cases make it very clear. So if you're listening and thinking, all right, this sounds like something we need, what does it actually take to get this up and running? What are the prerequisites, the main steps involved?
Yeah, it's important to be realistic here. Implementing MCP, it does require significant technical skill. You need expertise in API development, server administration, and as we discussed, robust security protocols. The prerequisites are fairly clear. Obviously, you need that ChatGPT Enterprise, education, or team subscription. You need the technical people who know API development. You absolutely need clearly defined data governance policies before you start. And again, that thorough security review of the data sources you intend to connect.
So technical skills, the right subscription, clear rules, and a security check. Got it. What about the steps?
High level, the implementation steps usually look something like this. First, a careful assessment and planning phase. What data? Who needs access? What are the goals? Then the actual MCP server development, building that secure librarian, followed by detailed connector configuration within ChatGPT itself. Then rigorous testing and validation. Use tools like the API Playground. Really kick the tires. And finally, deployment across the organization, coupled with ongoing monitoring for security and performance.
Okay, so it's a project, definitely not a simple switch to flip. Needs planning and expertise. Now, this is clearly a huge leap forward, but like any evolving tech, it probably has limits today, right? What are its current boundaries? And maybe what exciting stuff can we look forward to down the road?
That's right. There's always more to learn and build. And the direction here suggests, yeah, even deeper integration and more features soon. Currently, the main limitations are, as we touched on, the functionality is mostly restricted to search and document retrieval, finding stuff. There aren't real-time data modification capabilities yet, so ChatGPT can't, say, update a customer record directly through this MCP connection. Not yet.
Okay. Read-only, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much, for now. And as we mentioned, it's limited to those specific ChatGPT subscription tiers, but the expected future enhancements are where it gets really exciting. We expect to see expanded data manipulation capabilities, maybe editing or creating records, probably additional integration tools and APIs to connect with even more types of systems, definitely enhanced security and compliance features as it matures, and maybe eventually broader platform availability beyond the current tiers.
So getting more powerful and potentially more accessible over time, that makes sense. Let's zoom out again. This isn't just about one company's cool new feature. This feels like it could fundamentally reshape the competitive landscape for businesses, doesn't it? What are the broader industry implications here, and what about the potential return on investment for companies that jump on this?
Oh, absolutely. This is where that aha moment really hits home, I think. The potential for strategic advantage is huge for companies that embrace this thoughtfully. The industry implications are pretty significant. We'll likely see reduced vendor lock-in thanks to these open standards like MCP taking hold. Definitely accelerated AI adoption within enterprises. This lowers a major barrier. Probably enhanced competition among the AI service providers themselves, which is good for customers, and an even greater necessary focus on data security and governance across the board.
And the ROI. Where does the actual return come from?
The potential ROI sources are quite direct. Dramatically reduced time employees spend just looking for information. That's a big one. A measurable increase in overall employee productivity because they have the info they need when they need it. Significantly enhanced decision-making capabilities, because decisions are based on immediate access to comprehensive, relevant data. And over time, a decreased reliance on slow, often error-prone, manual data processes.
Less searching, more doing. Better decisions, faster. That's compelling.
Exactly. The value proposition is pretty clear when you break it down like that.
So let's try and wrap this up. What's the big takeaway here? We've seen how integrating ChatGPT with your own company data using MCP, well, it isn't just some technical tweak. It really feels like a fundamental shift in how organizations can finally access, use, and secure their own internal knowledge. It's truly about breaking down those old information silos and giving your teams AI that actually understands your specific business context.
Yeah, and if we connect that to the bigger picture, it really underlines the point that while the technology itself offers immense potential for efficiency, for innovation, successful adoption really hinges entirely on, number one, robust strategic planning. Number two, rigorous security implementation. And number three, just having a crystal clear understanding of your own data landscape, what you have, where it is, who should see it. Applied intelligently, with care, this can genuinely transform how an organization operates.
Applied intelligently. That's the key phrase. Okay, final thought to leave everyone with then. As companies really start moving towards making all their internal knowledge conversational, what previously hidden, maybe forgotten, nuggets of knowledge are suddenly going to become instantly accessible. And how might that fundamentally change the speed and maybe even the very nature of innovation itself inside these organizations? Something to think about.